Remember Marilyn Monroe's famous subway experiment? Riding unnoticed as plain Norma Jean, she suddenly transformed into her magnetic persona with just a shift in posture and expression, instantly drawing crowds. This wasn't magic or an innate gift, it was a deliberate switch she controlled at will. This revolutionary premise of the charisma myth. Charisma isn't something you're born with, it's a skill anyone can learn. The science is clear. Charisma breaks down into specific behaviors that create an impression of presence, power, and warmth. When Benjamin Disraeli defeated William Gladstone in the 1886 election, a young woman who had dined with both politicians observed the key difference. When I left the dining room after sitting next to Gladstone, I thought he was the cleverest man in England. But after sitting next to Disraeli, I thought I was the cleverest woman. This subtle distinction, how you make others feel, lies at the heart of charisma's power. Charisma requires three fundamental components: presence, power, and warmth. Presence forms the foundation. When fully engaged with someone, they feel it immediately. True presence means maintaining moment-to-moment awareness rather than getting lost in mental chatter. Power is being perceived as able to affect the world through influence, expertise, or status. Warmth is perceived goodwill, whether you'll use your power to benefit others. The combination of power and warmth creates maximum charisma. MIT Media Lab research shows body language predicts negotiation outcomes with 87% accuracy without hearing a word. This makes evolutionary sense, as nonverbal communication is hardwired deeper than language processing. Charisma begins in the mind. Since we can't consciously control all the signals our bodies broadcast, our internal state inevitably manifests in our body language, with even micro-expressions revealing true feelings. Like Michelangelo revealing a statue by removing excess marble, developing charisma requires identifying and removing obstacles blocking your natural potential. These obstacles manifest as physical and mental discomforts. Even minor physical discomfort can impair charisma, as with Tom, who nearly lost a $4 million deal because his uncomfortable suit created facial tension his client misinterpreted as uncertainty. The solution? Prevent discomfort through planning. Recognize when it occurs and either remedy or explain it before misinterpretation. Mental discomfort creates even greater charisma barriers. Four key types impact charisma: anxiety from uncertainty, dissatisfaction from comparison, self-criticism, and self-doubt. Our minds resist uncertainty, triggering error signals when facing ambiguity, a survival instinct that reduces presence. Self-criticism devastates performance by triggering stress hormones that impair thinking. Self-doubt affects over 70% of people, including successful figures like Michael Uslan, Batman movie producer. To overcome these obstacles, destigmatize discomfort, neutralize negativity, and rewrite reality. Understand that internal discomfort is normal, even for admired figures. Recognize your thoughts aren't necessarily accurate. Try seeing them as graffiti or electrical impulses or labeling experiences. There is anxiety happening rather than I'm anxious. Reinterpret situations in ways that serve you better. For advanced charisma, learn to be comfortable with discomfort by focusing on its physical sensations, which both distracts your mind and brings you into full presence. Two powerful techniques for creating charismatic mental states are visualization and cultivating warmth. Visualization boosts charisma effectively. Professional athletes like Jack Nicklaus never take a shot without visualizing it first. This works because imagining an activity activates the same brain regions used in performing it. Through visualization, your subconscious triggers confidence signals that enable charismatic body language. Practice by recalling triumphant experiences with rich sensory details. Warmth, essential for charisma, develops through gratitude, goodwill, and self-compassion. Gratitude counteracts uncharismatic feelings like resentment and transforms your body language. When you genuinely focus on someone's well-being, people perceive you as warmer. Bill Clinton exemplifies this by making people feel like the only person in the world. Self-compassion, directing warmth inward, involves being kind to ourselves during difficult times. Research shows self-compassionate people demonstrate greater emotional resilience and accountability when facing challenges. Charisma manifests in four practical styles. Focus charisma comes from intense presence and attention, making others feel valued through complete presence. Bill Gates demonstrates this style, commanding rooms through his complete attention to others. Visionary charisma inspires through absolute conviction, as exemplified by Steve Jobs, who made people feel their neurons were screaming, "Yes, I get it." We're naturally drawn to this certainty amid our discomfort with ambiguity. Kindness charisma creates feelings of complete acceptance, similar to parental love. The Dalai Lama demonstrates this warmth that makes people feel truly seen. Authority charisma taps into our instinctive deference to authority figures, with Colin Powell embodying its positive form. This style doesn't guarantee likability. Michael Jordan used his charisma to elevate team performance despite sometimes infuriating teammates. Charismatic communication blends verbal techniques with nonverbal signals. Great listeners like JFK made people feel completely understood. The most powerful listening technique is pausing before answering. Let your facial expression react first, then wait 2 seconds before responding. This makes people feel truly heard. Our minds create associations between experiences, feelings, and people present during those moments. To be charismatic, foster positive associations and accept compliments visibly with sincere thanks. Visual imagery impacts emotions more powerfully than words alone. Speaking in pictures makes your message stick, like comparing smoking deaths to 3 Boeing 747 crashes daily for a year. Charismatic leaders like FDR and Lincoln used twice as many visual metaphors as their non-charismatic counterparts. Voice modulation significantly affects both warmth and power. Cornell professor Stephen Sisse proved this when teaching identical content across 2 semesters, changing only his vocal delivery. Students rated everything higher. Even the unchanged textbook gained 20% higher approval. To communicate power, use a lower, more resonant pitch, project your voice towards specific listeners, and maintain a slow tempo with strategic pauses to convey confidence. As your charisma increases, you'll gain greater influence, opportunities, and stronger relationships, but may also attract envy alongside praise. Teams often attribute success to charismatic individuals, potentially breeding resentment. Counter this by reflecting glory, highlighting others' contributions, or transferring glory, giving others ownership in your success. Charismatic people face heightened scrutiny and expectations, risking burnout. Showing vulnerability actually makes you more relatable. As your charisma grows, people may put you on a pedestal, creating distance, particularly with authority charisma. Remember that charisma can convince others even when you're wrong, requiring responsible use. James's story demonstrates charisma training's potential. Initially hesitant and forgettable despite his intelligence, he transformed in 3 months by adjusting his posture, voice, and presence to command attention. The author emphasizes that charisma was always within James, waiting to be revealed through the right skills. The journey requires balancing authenticity with expanding comfort zones. With practice, these techniques become second nature, allowing your natural charisma to emerge. Remember, charisma isn't magic. It's a learnable skill that transforms how the world responds to you.